This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget. Today's nugget is all about talking to people rather than about them. You often hear in life that it's good to be honest, and that's 100% true. However, honesty does not mean being cruel and not taking care of other people's feelings. An example, if you say to somebody, you have X problem, that is not going to endear you to them and come anywhere near a place where they're going to feel open to your thought. You find often actually in friendship groups that if one friend is struggling with some area of their life, relationships, work, whatever it is, if it's a little bit sensitive, people will talk about the friend. The friend group will talk about them, but often nobody will actually talk to that person. So they kind of like the last ones to know that there is a problem. I think honesty is about the way that you approach speaking to somebody. And the best way to do that is through intelligent questions. If you say to somebody, look, your friends, me included, are concerned that you're struggling with whatever area it is in your life. And we hope that you trust us enough to share what you want to share so that perhaps you can get it off your chest, that you have some people to bounce some ideas off of, or just to purely talk it through, which often will give you better clarity. Because when we're in our own heads, sometimes it's really difficult to get clarity. This way, they have to give you permission to become involved, and the power lies with them. And if they say, no, I'm absolutely fine, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, then you can go one step further and go, look, we've all known you a long time, and I think our gut instinct that something is up, that everything is not as good as you're trying to say right now. Please trust us enough that we won't judge, and we just want to help in any small way that we can. If they still refuse, then you just have to accept it and say, look, for whatever reason you don't want to share, that's fine. But please remember that we're here for you and we are open to helping, and don't shut us out through a sense of pride or the fact that we may think in any way badly towards you. We all know how difficult it is to be keeping a secret or holding on to a problem, and that ultimately sharing a problem is the way forward and can get us out of our own head and help us move forward. They say, fine, I'll remember that. Then you can just check in with them, you know, every couple of weeks or so. Say, remember, the offer still stands. If you ever want to talk about something, I'm here for you. Charlie, Beth, Andrew, and Mark are here for you. And basically, keep probing, because there might be that time where they're actually ready to talk. But that is being honest. You're not talking about somebody. you're actually going there and talking to them and giving them an opportunity to explain, giving them an opportunity to unburden themselves, giving them an opportunity to open up. Too often, people, especially if they think it's a touchy subject, will run away from it or come the honesty route and go something like, you have a problem with Jerry and we need to sort that out. Immediately you say you have a problem, you are alienating the person that you're talking to. You're putting guilt into them, possibly, and none of these feelings and emotions are helpful to having a constructive discussion. I hope this helps, and as usual, please connect with me and ask me anything that you'd like me to talk about in the future. And thanks very much for listening once again and giving up a small amount of time to hear what I have to say. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.